Hello, and welcome to Kenneth Zombie. Hello, and welcome to MS Mommies. This is Tahira. Hope you all can hear me okay. I just want to say that I am not a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor or nurse. So if you have any questions about your health, please contact your health provider. Right now, I'm going to talk to Cher. She's a wife and a mother of one, living in Las Vegas. She's living with MS, and we're going to talk to her. So let's get her on the line. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Hi, Cher. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm a bit late, a few minutes late, but I wanted to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we'll get right down to it. So because I was a little bit late, sorry about that.
No worries.
Tell me about your name. Your name, Cher. I love that.
Well, I'm glad you love it because, you know, it's there's been, you know, 39 years of Sonny and Cher jokes, and I mean, I roll with it. I love Madonna,
yeah.
But I didn't name my daughter Madonna, and I guess that's all I'll say.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Everyone remembers it, so that's a positive.
Right. Yeah, I definitely remember the name, and I used it for the show. I'm like, I'm having Cher on the show. So I used that. But anyway, we're talking about having or living with MS, and which is multiple sclerosis. And I wanted to just talk to you about your experience. I often share my own experience online, but I wanted to talk to you to see how you're coping with everything, being a mother, being a wife, and just living with MS. So we're going to start with, how old were you diagnosed? When you were diagnosed with MS, you're 34 years old now, or 39 years old, sorry.
No, I wish I was 34. I'm about to turn 40 in just 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, I know how that is. Believe me. So we want to talk about when you were first diagnosed with MS. How old were you?
I was barely 25. I was diagnosed in March of 2000, and my birthday's in January.
Wow. Oh, okay. And have you attended any self-help groups? What are your thoughts about self-help groups?
Well, when I was first diagnosed, I attended a few self-help groups, but I'll be honest, I found most in the room, not everybody, but most, to have the woe is me attitude. And
yeah.
I decided early on, you know, just for me, even on the days where I'm stuck in bed, you know, I wasn't going to cry about it. And I've always had a glass half full attitude. I'm not saying I never get angry or I cry or I don't feel sorry for myself. I just refuse to get stuck in it, you know. So I stopped going, just because that's not the vibe I wanted to personally be around.
Right, right. And that's your choice, yeah.
Yeah, and you know,
how many
I was just going to say,
okay,
and that's just my experience. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people find those groups helpful. Maybe it was just the three or four I attended. You know, everyone was having a bad day. So I don't want to come off that groups like that aren't helpful, because I'm sure they are.
Okay. We're going to talk about kids. How many children do you and your husband have?
I have one daughter, and she just turned 14, so hooray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A teenager.
Gotta love teenagers. I know. Help me.
Let's talk about when you first found out that you were pregnant. Considering your health, did you have any worries or?
I had a lot of worries. You know, at the time I was diagnosed, I couldn't even do my own personal care or drive.
Oh.
Basically, I was stuck in bed. And I wondered, you know, how much work is involved in raising a child. I just wondered
yeah.
how I was going to change a diaper, you know, when I couldn't
yeah.
even take a shower by myself. It was a very scary time, but I was lucky, and then I had friends and family around me that just did their best to support me and kept telling me, you can do it. And, again, I know you gave the disclaimer at the beginning that we're not doctors, but I'm sure
yeah.
anyone can do the research and see online that there's something with hormones and pregnancy with MS. And I actually had a very normal pregnancy, and my daughter was born 100% healthy.
Yeah. So when you have MS and you are pregnant, basically your body protects the baby. It doesn't care about you, but it protects the baby from MS, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that works.
You're able to carry a baby. You're able to be pregnant and deliver a baby. How was your delivery?
It was long. I like to tease my daughter that I was in labor for 24 hours. That's a true story. And, you know, it was worth every second, of course. But I was obviously very tired. You know, I suffer from fatigue anyway. So, you know, add the labor and forget about it. So normal delivery, no problems with that. But afterwards, obviously, they placed her on my chest for those few precious seconds. But after that, I was not the first one to hold her or even give her a bottle or change a diaper because I just needed a few hours to recuperate. Yeah, maybe more so than another mother. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you able to get to have an epidural?
I asked for the drugs as soon as they could give them to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had an
epidural,
and it definitely helped.
Yeah, I was concerned about that because I'd had my lumbar puncture. When they were testing me to see if I had MS,
mm-hmm.
Lumbar puncture in the same area, but actually the lumbar puncture goes deeper than the actual epidural, or is it the other way around? I think the epidural goes. No, I'm right. I think it's right. The epidural actually doesn't go as deep as the lumbar puncture. So they gave me an epidural, which I was happy for.
Right.
But I was only in labor about 4 hours, believe it or not. And he came right out after
Good.
That. So. I was happy.
It's all a blessing. But, yeah, I didn't, in my process of being diagnosed, I didn't have to get the lumbar. They pretty much diagnosed me after they looked at the MRI, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's unusual.
I got lucky
because
I've heard some stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard many stories about the lumbars, and no thank you.
Yeah, I know. That's really scary to know that you have to get a lumbar puncture. It's like, for those of you who don't know, if you're listening, lumbar puncture, basically, they're testing your spinal fluid. And it's the street name, if you want to call that, is a spinal tap.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so they're going to test the fluid in your spine, basically. So it's kind of scary to have this, your doctor telling you, you have to have a lumbar puncture, because, you have to, you know, first of all, the experience, it's just an awkward feeling when they go in and, get the fluid. But after the procedure, I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. But you have to stay on your back for a good amount of hours, just so that your body has a chance to heal from the puncture, lumbar puncture. So yeah, you know, that's a lumbar puncture.
Well, God bless you for going
through
that.
I'm not sure how many of you out there. Yeah, that was just, you know, horrific. But it's over with. Anyway, so I'm going to get back to Cher and see, you know, after you delivered, were you okay besides being tired?
I was. I think we were in the hospital the normal amount of days, one or two, and I went home, and I was still working at that time, so I had some leave left, and I was very lucky that my grandmother came to visit from New York, and she actually stayed with us, and that was so helpful because for the first 30 days,
wow,
her father and I didn't get up at all at night. My grandmother did that for us, and when
wow,
she left, it all hit me like, oh, this is really hard.
Oh,
yeah, I had it easy the
like,
first
oh,
30
what
days,
am I
supposed
to do with this baby?
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, I'm getting no sleep. But now I was so blessed, and I know that it was a blessing to be able to have her there for 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but
definitely.
I was fine. I mean, really, 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 I felt good.
Oh, good. So no numbness in legs or arms or any of that?
Nothing other than what I normally deal with on a daily basis, no.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the most challenging for you right now, living with, you know, MS and being a mother of a teenager?
Well, it has and probably always will be having energy. I mean, sure, I don't chase around a toddler anymore, but teenagers have demanding schedules too. And my daughter is a good year and a half away from her learner's permit. So, you know, I'm the taxi driver.
Oh.
And, you know, due to the fatigue, I try to do most of my housework and I prep my meals and run my errands in the morning if I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Morning.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you manage your MS? I know we kind of had little conflict with the medication to actually say the name of the medication that you're taking. And,
well, I can let you know what I've tried, and, you know, I can mention what medication
okay,
I'm currently taking.
Okay.
Well,
sure.
I manage my MS
what
in a few
you start
ways.
With?
Well,
okay.
Do you want me to talk about managing my MS or my meds or both?
Let's talk about the meds and what you started
okay,
on.
Well, after my daughter was born, the first medication I started on was a weekly injectable, and that was in early 2001. And honestly, I had a relapse every year, and giving myself injections became overwhelming. I couldn't do it. I had to have a family member do it. You know, no one likes needles, but if you know what medication I'm talking about, the needle is something out of a horror movie, you know?
Oh, yeah,
so
I know. I know.
So I switched
well,
to a medication. Yeah, I ended up switching to one that was done via an infusion, and that was like every 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And
okay,
I did well on that medication. The main problem was is that I only have one good vein. The rest, you know, rye, they hide and everything. So over time, my one good vein collapsed. So I couldn't do infusions anymore.
Oh, I see.
When there was an oral pill available, I did switch to that. That was the first oral medication that was available. And I continued to relapse, and I had these terrible headaches. They were so bad.
Okay.
I went back to my neurologist again because I'm not shy. If something's not working, I let her know, you know? And
yeah,
that's when I heard about what I'm currently on, which is a Baggio, which is also a once-daily
mm-hmm,
pill. And I got to tell you, I've
right,
been taking a Baggio for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in January. And since I've been on it, I have had no relapses, which is huge. And my MRIs show no new lesions. Therefore, I'm happy that it's working for me as of right now. Yeah.
Any side effects for that, you know, from that medication?
I have noticed a tiny bit of hair thinning. Now, you know, I am getting older, but I part my hair to one side, and I hope it's not as noticeable. And frankly, with the results I'm having, and of course my husband loves me no matter, you know, how my hair looks, it doesn't matter. But yeah, minimal hair thinning. And as far as the side effects go for any medication, you know, you need to do some research and talk to your doctor.
Okay. So you're not worried about any kidney problems with this?
No, I make sure I get, not at all. I haven't had any problems, and I get blood tests done a few times a year. When I first was on the medication, it was a little more frequently. But since I've been on it for just about 2 years, it's just a few times a year.
Okay. And did it subside any of the complications? Did you have any complications? First of all, you didn't have any. But did it subside after like a month or two? Or?
You mean the hair thinning?
Yeah.
You know, we all have a little bit of hair that falls in our sink. You know, we go to clean our bathroom and we wipe the hairs away. It's no more than that. So, you know, you tell me, is it normal aging? Is it the medication? Could it be this? Could it be that?
Right.
But if it is the medication, I'll deal with it because the results, and again, just for, I can only speak from my experience, they've been so great that that to me is an issue that I can well deal with.
Okay. Good. You know, it works differently for everybody, so whatever works
of
for
course.
You.
Of course, and talk
to
your
doctor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't listen to us.
No, what do we know?
Just, you know, do what is right for you, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay. Describe a day in the life of Cher with, you know, living with them
as a singer, I don't know, but I can tell you. Well, it really depends on the day. It depends on the day, but on a good day, I have a treadmill at my house, and I try to get on it just walking fast for 20 to 30 minutes a day. I look at my list of errands and appointments that I have for the day. I've always been big on making lists and taking notes. And, you know, it helps me remember and stay organized. So that's why I do it. I'll go to the grocery store early if I haven't got to do it the day before. And as I mentioned before, I always do my meal prep in the morning. I enjoy cooking for my family, but by 6 p.m., my energy is usually gone. So I even go as far as setting up my kitchen equipment and the table in the morning. So the least I have to do in the evening, the better. Yeah.
You're organized.
And I've always been that way. But it's just, you know, I've adapted even more since the diagnosis.
Yeah. Now, do you take your medication at night? I know I find I take my disease-modifying pill in the evening. At night, because it makes me a little tired, so I take it at night before bed, and that seems to work okay with me so far.
Well, I know that any of the pills, I believe you can take any time of the day. I happen to take mine in the morning when I take my multivitamins, and I take a few other medications just for asthma and stuff, and that seems to work well for me. And it's nice, and like you, I make sure to do it the same time of day, every day, so I don't forget, or else I'd forget.
Right. Yeah, I know. Now, do you have energy, you said, in the mornings.
Mostly,
do you take your daughter out in the morning? You take her out to the park, or, well, I guess her age, she wants to go to the mall or movies.
Well, I mean, she's enrolled in a charter school, and she does attend physical school once a week, but most of her work is done online, And, you know, I'll be honest, this is helpful to me as a mom with MS. But keep in mind, she still has activities to do, and most of them are in the afternoon.
Okay.
I just, you know, I roll with it the best I can, and she's adapted.
Oh, good.
So she plays a group sport, or
she does. She takes an aerial silks class, similar to what they do with Cirque du Soleil. She does that kind of stuff, and it's really beautiful to watch. Yeah, she's done gymnastics as well, so that's kind of her thing. But you know, she has friends, and most of them don't go to her charter school, so she has to wait till they get out of quote unquote regular school, you know, 3-4 in the afternoon, and then they're free. So that's when she wants to go do stuff. And that's fine because, you know, after I do all my meal prep and errands and doctor's appointments in the morning, if I need to take a nap in the afternoon before her friends get out of school, uh-huh. I'll do that. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was wondering how in medical like appointments for yourself. And your kid too. I mean, how do you fit them in the morning?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know doctors' offices get overwhelmed, but if you get the first or second appointment in the morning, you're not going to be waiting an hour in the waiting room. So that's my tip of the day. So that's what I try to do. And you know, my daughter's appointments, I also try to do that as well. But you know, between her appointments and mine, there have been some days where we've had 2 to 3 doctor's appointments a day. You just got to get them done the best you can, you know. And I don't mind them sitting in the waiting room for a bit because it gives me a minute to catch my breath and to just sit there is a luxury. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your husband. You fit
gladly
in time for him as well?
I try. He, you know, God bless him. He works 6 days a week. He's a business owner here in town. And Saturdays are his day off. And even with a teenager in the house, Saturdays are family days. And we do our best to always spend them together doing something. Doesn't always happen, but we try to make time for that. But yes, I see him at night. I see him for 5 minutes in the morning. We make it work.
Oh, good. Now you're, let's see, are you and your husband planning to have any more kids, or do you think you're done?
We can't have any kids.
Okay.
My daughter's father passed away in 07, and I was married to him for 10 years. He passed away in a car accident, and I met Greg, my current husband. No, it's okay. 3 years later, and so he is Amaya's stepfather, although he's such a great father to her. I don't like the word stepfather, but when I first got with Greg, I got pregnant, and unfortunately, we lost our son well into my second trimester of pregnancy.
Oh.
In losing him, obviously, we wanted to find out why. And I had a bunch of tests done and found out that I have a blood clotting condition that I didn't know I had. So
God
bless him, because had he not passed and we asked the questions, I wouldn't know I had this condition, which can be life-threatening. And I also had my daughter tested because of what happened, and she has it as well. So I really try to look at it like this. His soul was bought to us for, you know, those 5-6 months for a reason. And that reason was for us to find out that we had this medical condition that we had no idea we had and would have not known had he not passed.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a condition aside from MS?
Yes. Yeah. Totally separate from my MS. It's called Factor V lead-in mutation.
Okay.
You can look it up. But yeah, I just medication. I know I don't take any medication for it. It's mostly lifestyle changes. I used to be a smoker.
Oh.
I obviously stopped smoking when I found out I was pregnant with our son, and stopped smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Drink lots of water. What's which that's pretty much all I do. Eat well, which I try, although the holidays becomes very hard, and lose weight, which I've done. I used to weigh close to 300 pounds, and I don't want to say
my
weight on the radio, but I'm down to a much healthier weight.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's something I'm still working on, but, you know, I'm going to get there.
For our audience, Cher looks wonderful. I've seen her. She looks wonderful now. Don't worry about that.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
How do you pronounce your last name? I don't know. I was so concerned with Cher.
With Cher,
how do you pronounce
Finver.
Your last name?
It's Finver.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's such a it's only a few letters, but people have problems with it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't want to mispronounce it because I hate when people mispronounce my first name.
It's Finver.
Oh, Finver. Okay, in like short I. I'm doing short I's right now with my son, who's eight years old. So short I. Anyway, do you tell us about your work with? Do you work with the National MS Society at all?
No, I haven't done work with the MS Society, but I am involved in a peer educational program. And that's something that's just come into my life in the last 6 months. And it's brought such joy and yet another purpose to my life. I'm blessed to be able to speak to others who also have MS, as well as their loved ones in the audience. And as I'm standing up there sharing my own story, I see heads nodding. You know, we're all so different, but there are usually some similarities that we can each relate to. When I was first diagnosed, I was sent home with a DVD that explained MS.
Uh-huh.
But I took it upon myself to find out there's a newly diagnosed seminar coming up in my area where I lived here in Vegas. And, you know, no offense to the neurologist who spoke that day, but he didn't have MS. The person at that seminar who had the greatest impact on me was someone like me that was standing up there and telling their story. And now that person is me. And it's very, you know, Oprah full circle moment.
Yeah, and
so
I'm blessed to be able to do it. I've heard... just so the audience knows, I've heard Cher speak at one of these educational speeches, and she actually is great. Her memory is great. She memorizes her speech. I asked her, I said, how do you do that?
Practice. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're great. So any advice for... any new mothers out there? New mothers, mothers with 14-year-olds, any of our listeners.
Good luck.
Out there.
I'll get serious for a minute. You know, me having MS is all my daughter has ever known. If I could just let you know that I found out I had MS on a Friday back in 2000. And I found out I was pregnant with my daughter on Sunday. So me having MS is all she's ever known. And I've adapted, and she has too, even if it's been unknowingly. You know, she knows I get tired. She knows I repeat myself over and over again and that I always need a bathroom break. But I don't think she wants to trade me in for a better model. So, you know, we really take it day by day, and sometimes it's hour by hour. You know, some days are better than others, but isn't that just how life goes? And I really feel God gave me MS because he thought I could handle it, and he was right.
Oh, good.
You know, and I guess if I had anything to leave with your readers, I just want to tell them to not let MS take their light. Do your best to be positive, and I know that can be difficult. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Again, I know that that's difficult. And most importantly, you need to take the best care of yourself that you can. That means take your meds, get on the treadmill, walk, talk to your doctor, make sure you see your doctor, you know, it's just all that stuff is so important.
Be your own advocate.
Absolutely, great advice.
You know, you really have to watch out for yourself, for you and your family.
Well, you have to be around for a while for your family, so you need to do what you have to do. And I know for me, asking for help, I mean, you know, I'm proud just like everybody else. I don't want to have to ask my husband to help me take a shower. But I'd rather ask him instead of fall and break something and end up in the hospital for weeks.
Exactly.
So you just have to look at it like that.
Well, I'm going to end it there. And thank you so much for sharing your experience living with MS.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me so much.
Thank you for being
much.
So
thank
open.
You.
Yeah.
I'm
so
really
open.
An open book. I am who I am, but thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yes. So thank you very much, and I'm going to end it there. And thank you for listening.
Yes,
we'll
thank you guys for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.